A great question to ask ourselves today from these readings is, where do I find my strength? Where do you find your strength? In the story of Moses in the first reading, it's a great example, I think, that we're good at seeing injustice in the world. That's easy for us. We see it and we want to respond, just like Moses. The problem is when we place all of our strength, or we place the source of that strength in ourselves. Moses tries to fix the injustice by himself. And it's funny, isn't it, that God wants to free the Hebrews. He does actually have a plan, right, to lead Moses and all the Hebrews out of Egypt in slavery. But Moses hasn't learned where the true strength comes from yet. And so he acts out of his own, right? And it's going to make his journey much more difficult. But God is still there the whole way with him. And I think that's what Jesus is showing us today in the gospel. Right? That those cities where he preached and he did all of his miracles in Capernaum, where St. Peter lived, that they weren't able to recognize his source of strength, that divine source of strength. But they continued to rely on their own. And they don't exist anymore. I visited Capernaum. It's just a city of stones. It's just a city of stones. And so today, as we come forward to be united with our living God, to simply make that prayer today, Lord, give me your strength so that I don't have to rely on my own strength.